Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
And I'm Ricardo.
I watched the first half of Ready to Rumble.
I watched the second half of Ready to Rumble.
And I've seen all of Ready to Rumble.
And this is the other half. Everybody, welcome back to this episode of The Other Half. Today we have on a returning guest, Ricardo.
Hey everybody, great to be here. It's fantastic to be here.
Well, don't worry, old Ethan's over here in the corner.
And we've got Ethan the Wolf with us.
Hey, hello.
Oh, somebody stop him.
It's voice actor's corner over here on the other half.
You know us.
Please give us jobs working in the voice acting industry. We know it's competitive and all.
We're all hyped up, you know.
I have headshots.
Yeah. Yeah, we need that for voice acting.
Hey, voice actors always have headshots.
Do they?
Yeah.
I thought they have voice shots.
Like, oh, check out my SoundCloud.
Yeah, no, just no pictures of their wavelength.
You open up an envelope and it's like a fleeting sound.
Have you guys seen those bracelets where they like you can print out like a sound wave and like print that out?
Or like they have them on rings too.
It's like when it's like your husband or wife saying, I love you.
Mm-hmm. And it's just a wavelength. Would you get that?
It's kind of cool, but probably not.
Here's a real question. Would you ever wrestle?
I was wondering if there was more of that question.
Would you ever wrestle? Well, I guess you wrestle already, don't you, you weirdo?
What do you mean I wrestle already?
You say you wrestle people.
What? Did I?
Yeah, on the podcast. You're like, I've wrestled before recently.
Check the tapes. I don't remember that. I don't remember wrestling anyone.
What about you, Ricardo? You ever wrestle somebody?
Oh, I've wrestled with my emotions.
Your addictions.
Exactly. No, I love wrestling. Like, I love watching professional wrestling.
Yeah.
I love just chopping my friends.
Yeah.
Oh,
both of you guys are into wrestling. You guys go to like wrestling.
Ricardo's
events.
A really good chop. It doesn't hurt.
What's a chop?
A chop. Like he's working on his chops. They don't hurt anymore.
Oh, like assless chop? Oh, those are chaps. Sorry. So what are you talking about?
Chops. Like, you know, chops. They don't hurt anymore.
Like chopping somebody?
Yeah. You can make that so it doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Ricardo, what are you talking about?
Like that. Yeah. You can do that where it doesn't hurt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Here, do it right now.
Is it possible? All right.
Ow! That hurts so much.
I know. That's the joke.
You didn't even need to do it. We're on a podcast. No one would have known.
It was pretty funny. It made me laugh. So that's all that matters.
Well,
all right, let's get back to
this physical activity reminds me of this movie we saw.
Oh, yeah?
You think this segue will work?
Nope. Okay. Last time, you wanted us to see a movie called Heavyweights, which I thought was a perfect name for a wrestling film.
Uh-huh.
Nope, it wasn't at all.
It was not. It was about obese children.
It was about obesity. So instead, we watched this movie called
The Obesity of America.
The Obesity?
And I don't know.
I thought it was like The Abyss, but they're fat people.
No.
They just sink to the bottom of the ocean. Water monster.
Dude, fat floats, dude. It'd be easy.
Oh, that's true, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah. So this movie was pretty much like if no one has ever met Ricardo. I would just be like, okay, if you've never met my friend Ricardo, why don't you watch this movie called Ready to Rumble?
Oh, no.
This is the perfect, like, it's like you, like, were put onto film. Like, you, like, the film is made out of you.
It's so true.
Like, the way the jokes, like, the energy, the way it's shot, it's just Ricardo.
The colors are just the same color as Ricardo?
It's pure Ricardo.
Yeah.
It's true.
So, congratulations, Ricardo.
I'm a terrible movie.
You're a terrible film. You are basically David Arquette.
Oh, man.
But you're an all right person, I guess.
Yeah, you're fine, I guess. I mean, we had you on this show twice. I mean, you gotta be okay.
Yeah.
Or
you guys have terrible judgment.
Yeah, that's true.
Or no one else wants to be on it. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so this movie is all about wrestling.
So you started with the first half.
Yeah, I watched the first half.
Okay. To put everybody in perspective, this is a late 90s or this early 2000s?
Early 2000s, like 2000.
Early 2000s.
Judging by the music, I'd say
2000, because, 2000.
It's a 2000 film.
Like 99.
Just at kind of the start of the decline of
movies in general
of world championship wrestling when they were making a lot of really dumb decisions, like making a movie starring David Arquette.
I was gonna say David Arquette was in another movie about professional wrestling.
Was he?
Yeah.
What was the movie?
He was the main guy in The Wrestler, duh.
No, it's called like Rockstar or something, right? And then he went to like an actual professional wrestling gig, and like that's ever.
Well, it's funny because at around this time at the decline of WCW, they actually made David Arquette their champion.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Their real champion on the TV.
Well, I bet that was well loved.
That was based on a movie that he was putting out where he was a professional wrestler, I believe.
I feel like that's this movie.
No, it isn't. I promise you.
All right. Well,
let's get into it.
Yeah.
Who watched the first half?
I watched the first.
You already asked that. He did.
Yeah.
And listen, I didn't. And your memory is so good, Ricardo. It's really shocking, almost, when it's failing.
It's almost as good as Ethan's. So the movie starts out with talking about all the best wrestlers in the world, and I immediately realized these are all like wrestlers in quotes. They're not actual people who wrestle. Like they're like Hulk Hogan and stuff like that.
Oh yes.
And he talks about the best wrestler ever called Jimmy King, which is played by Oliver Platt.
Yes.
Which is he was an acclaimed actor. I don't know. Well, he Pride still is. He still is. And I'm really impressed he was in this film.
Looks like a cleaner version of Ron Jeremy.
You might recognize him from season one of Fargo, where he also played a character who was the king, the guy who owned all the shopping marts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they talk about him and they bring up that he's the greatest, he's the best wrestler ever. We're introduced to our main guys, whose names are, I believe his name's Gordy, played by David Arquette. And
that's his name. They never mentioned his name the entire second half. I was waiting for it the entire time. And I was like, what is his name? Good is his name. They're just like, dude, they're just addressing him as dude or whatever.
Just going to call him David Arquette, pretty much.
Sounds good.
And then his best friend named Sean, who is
played by some guy.
Some guy who's on Hawaii 5-0. He's now on Hawaii 5-0.
He looks like the guy makes the weird faces in the room. To me.
He kind of does, Michael. Yeah, he looks like him too.
He looks like the vaguely handsome lead who like people thought he could be a lead with a draw for a while, and then he kind of was just.
He just looks like the dick best friend in any like teenage movie.
That too.
That's kind of what he reminded me of. And he doesn't look like he wants to be in this film at all. He looks tired the entire time. And they're talking about it. They're hyping up, the king. And then they're out in front of like a gas station, like, a convenience store. And then this guy who owns a convenience store bursts out and says,
"Wrestling is for retards."
And then he said, "You're dumb as paint. Dumb paint.
Really dumb paint.
Really dumb paint."
And who is that guy? Who plays him?
I have no fucking idea.
It's Ahmed Zappa.
Who's that?
You don't know Ahmed Zappa? Man, I'm old.
Who is Ahmed Zappa?
Ahmed Zappa is Frank Zappa's son.
Okay.
Who was in the late 90s, early 2000s, like considered to be like MTV's kind of go-to like comedy guy on any of their shows.
He did a good job of making me laugh in this movie.
He shows up and is like, "I'm Ahmed Zappa, I'm weird and bald."
It's a good description of him. And so then David Arquette runs out of, because he's like drinking a slushy, and he runs out of the slushy and he has like this like dream where he goes in and he asks for the slush. He doesn't have enough money. Uh-huh. And he just beats the fuck out of this guy, yes, Zappa. And then Macho Man Randy Savage shows up and helps him.
Oh man.
And the entire
I'm gonna get you.
Or I'm not Macho Man Randy Savage. He like straight up says who he is in case anybody doesn't know who he is. And the entire inside of the convenience store. I know, right? R.I.P. Snap into a Slim Jim. And the entire inside of the convenience store turns into a wrestling ring.
Yes.
Where like the bottom can be like a canvas, right? Uh-huh. And like they can bounce on it, but it's all a dream. And then he wakes up from his dream and he still wants slushy. I don't actually know why I'm telling you this because it doesn't match anything.
The thing is he goes in and it's like now suddenly the convenience store guy has like a, it's sleeveless.
Right. And everything's like colored.
They're cutting a wrestling promo on each other.
The camera's like really close to them. It's like a fisheye lens.
There's a lot of glare coming off of that dome of yours. Squirrel nuts.
Yeah, he calls them squirrel nuts. Which is really weird because I'm like, squirrel nuts at first. Which would have been popular back then. But then it's all a dream. He comes back into the convenience store. And so,
how does he trick?
Let me tell you. So before he goes to the convenience store, he's talking to his best friend, Sean, and he puts his hand in his pants and sticks his like finger up his butt. And Sean says, Sean says,
"Hey, Gordy.
Yeah.
Why does it look like you have your finger in your butt?"
"Does it do?"
And then he goes to the convenience store.
Yeah.
He gets to the front of the convenience store where the guy is, puts his hand on the cup and says, "Hey, my icy smells like ass." And he holds the cup in front of the guy's nose. And what he thinks he's smelling is the icy, but he's really smelling his finger was up his butt.
His butt finger.
Oh.
So he gives him a free icy.
So he's like, How could you drink that?
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, I guess all the ass smell just went to the bottom. Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what he said. Yeah. And then.
What the fuck is
so
this?
So welcome to our heroes.
This, and by the way, these this doesn't, does he ever, does that ever come into play again? Clearly not, because you don't even know. No. So yeah, this is just
it's
like.
Just to establish that they're weird. Bloopers. They're like weird and gross.
Oh, but there's even more to establish how weird and gross they are, but we'll get to that. Then we're introduced to.
I feel like we should go through the plot and then we could hit the weird and gross parts afterwards.
Okay, we'll try to do
we'll
that.
We'll try to do that. We'll
just I feel like part of it is part of the plot.
I guess you're right. But
what he's bringing up is the fact that they work for like a sanitary, like a, how do you describe it? They basically pump shit. Yes. They go to places that have sewage.
Septic.
That's their work. And this work was the work of Sean's dad who died. And Sean's dad gave him, Sean's dad when he died gave him this company. And that's basically how they make a living.
Cool.
Sean's friend, Gordy, or David Arquette, works for him, but his dad is a cop, and he wants him to be a cop because cops are cool and wrestlers are dumb.
Yep.
And
because
Gordy's...
wrestlers, they put their hands all over men and stuff, not like me, as I'm going to now frisk Sean.
That was really weird. He frisked Sean, and he, like, grabbed his balls, which was really weird. Yeah.
Cool.
And then, and so then he's like, you know, Gordy's dad's like, hey, you got to become a cop, which, by the way, it's kind of interesting because it's almost like this is a prequel to Scream because David Arquette eventually does become a cop. Anyway, and so then he's like, you got to become a cop. You got to go to this thing tomorrow. And David Arquette's like, no, I'm not going to do that. He instead goes to a wrestling show that night with his friend Sean, and they are in the worst seats in the world. But they're still there, and they're there to see the fight between the King and who's the other guy's name?
Diamond Dallas Page.
Dallas Page.
DDP.
DDP. Was he a real wrestler?
Yes. Yeah, In fact, he currently now is a fitness guru with a yoga tape series.
He wasn't a bad actor in this movie. He was kind of charming. Or not charming, at least charismatic. Like, you know when they put somebody in a movie that should not be in a movie just because like they're in the sport that they're trying
to
do?
I mean, here's the thing. It's like
wrestling is acting. So
yeah,
it's,
wrestling
it makes
is
sense.
Acting a lot of ways. So,
I understand that. So yeah, we're introduced to him. Page. We're also introduced to the villain of The Matrix, who is the manager. He wears a big cowboy hat, long hair, and he's also the manager of the King. And he feels that the King has become too big-headed, and it's time for him to go down. So he tells Page in secret, beat the fuck out of him. Like, you're going to win this time.
That's how real wrestling works.
Yes. It's happened before, right? Where, like, certain wrestlers take themselves too seriously, become too big-headed, and they...
Well,
like,
yeah, there was the most... The closest thing to parallel this was when Bret Hart
was that's what I've heard about.
World Heavyweight Champion, and he was threatening to potentially go over to WCW, and he wasn't working with Vince McMahon, so Vince essentially was like, told Shawn Michaels, you're going to put him in a submission hold, and the ref's just going to say that you won,
right?
And then you're going to have the title.
But he didn't lose, right? He ends up winning.
What?
Is that, how did that
No, hold? And then it ends up, that's what happened. Shawn Michaels wins, he gets the belt. Bret Hart gets pissed off, leaves immediately the company.
Yeah, this was, I've heard about that story. And a similar thing happens in this case where they do come out and they just beat the fuck out of King. Everyone comes out and beats the fuck out of King. Even people who are supposed to be his friends in this,
it's
like.
It's not even a pay-per-view.
Yeah. David Arquette screams a lot in that part of the film.
What? Yep. Is he annoying at all in this movie? I couldn't tell.
He was kind of annoying. Yeah, he was kind of annoying. But you know what? I mean, at least he was acting. I feel like the guy who played Sean was just really boring the entire film. Like, I hardly remembered him.
He was trying to be like the cool, like sarcastic. But
he wasn't very
sensitive. Cool. Like, he wasn't very cool because he just
wasn't dumb.
I say his look directly at Ricardo. But yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But yeah, he wasn't really interesting at all. I mean, other than the fact that his dad died. But I mean, that doesn't instantly make your character interesting.
Absolutely not.
I mean, take note, fucking Disney. Just because your parents are dead doesn't mean your character's going to be likable. And so then everyone beats on King and he loses. And yeah, Gordy and Sean are heartbroken. They're driving back home in their sewage truck.
Yep.
And the sewage truck, and they're overcome with emotion to the point where the sewage truck fucking flips.
Yes.
And like all the sewage just spews everywhere.
That happens every time I have a lot of emotion too. My sewage truck explodes. Just,
no,
especially when driving.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
And I was going to say, they make a note here that they said, what's that smell? And then he says, I always kind of like that smell.
Yeah, he says
it smells like French toast. Now, I don't just completely disagree with this. Have you ever smelled like that weird, like if you've been to Vegas, certain parts of Vegas have like a really weird, like septic-y smell.
Yeah.
But it kind of smells like syrup, like sort of.
Yeah. Like it's like the treatment stuff. Yeah. Like treatment chemicals.
I'm going to say a hard no on that. I don't think I've ever smelled. No.
I get what you're saying. It's like, it's not like when you walk by a sewer and you're like, oh man, that smells like sewer. It's like where it's like a weird mix. Like it's not like full on sewer.
Yeah. When it's like shit and syrup put together.
French toast dipped in shit.
Yeah, that's what he says.
What they say in the movie.
Delicious.
And then there's another, I don't know why I'm talking about this. There's a fucking, there's another truck that comes by. It smells it and the driver fucking crashes into it. And guess what the truck is hauling? A bunch of toilet paper. And it gets everywhere. And this is what's called the low point of the first act, where David our heroes are at their lowest point because their hero has been basically killed, even though he isn't really killed. And they're covered in shit. And they're like, what are we going to do? And David Arquette's like, this is, you know, what would King do? Which is referencing like basically their wristband.
He has a wristband that says what would King do. WWKD.
And
nice.
Yeah. And when he first sees it, he goes, wicked.
Wicked.
And so what their plan is to go to Atlanta and get King back into the WCW and kick that guy's ass.
Kill Diamond Dallas.
Kill DDP. And DDP's like, namaste.
So they're hitchhiking and they come across, which is actually, this is the best part of the movie. Yes.
Let's hear it.
They get picked up by a truck full of nuns.
Oh, yes.
And they go in and the nuns are, and they're like, where are you going? We're going to go to Daytona. So we're heading right to like Atlanta. We'll drop you off there. So they get in the truck and at first they start singing like, you know, Bible songs like, the rose boat ashore, hallelujah. And he's just singing over and over again. And finally, I think Gordy is like, so do you know Van Halen? And the nuns are like, no, even though there's one that like clearly knows about Van Halen. And then the scene cuts and they are singing Running with the Devil.
Running with the Devil.
Break it down, Mama.
I live my life like there's no tomorrow. All I've got, I had to steal.
She stole it.
And it's amazing. And there's this one drum that like has a solo singing like part of it. It's amazing.
It's a
really charming, funny scene.
It's a pretty good scene.
But then it ends with them being dropped off at a gas station and Gordy's like, hey, not Gordy. Sean's like, hey, Gordy, were you farting the whole time? And Gordy's like, no. And they're like, farting nuns? And that's
the farting nuns.
I don't know why that's supposed to be funny.
Nuns don't fart. They're like super women, and women don't fart.
Women don't fart already, but nuns definitely don't fart.
They like reverse fart.
They come across.
They suck the farts back in. their new septic system is just going to be a bunch of nuns just like sucking the septic back in.
That's
fine.
It's disgusting.
So then they're dropped off at a gas station. They come across some nerd. I don't know what his name is. I think his name is Isaac. He's a nerd. And he's playing a video game. And they're like, we need help finding the king.
And he's like, have you heard about Call of Duty 4? That's a pretty good game. It's better than this old game. This game sucks. I'm leaving. Bye.
That game was pretty terrible. The graphics look atrocious. And he's like, he says, I can find anyone on the net.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
You can tell us it's early 2000.
Oh, well, you can tell it's early 2000 because at two points during the film,
you saw the Twin Towers.
No.
I did. I saw Twin Towers.
That's awesome.
God damn it.
No, at two points during the film, that song, My Own Worst Enemy by Lit plays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that plays twice in the film. And I maybe it plays even more. It's just really weird that it plays like multiple times during the film. You don't usually see that happen.
You gotta stretch that license out, man.
Yeah, and so the nerd comes across like the address of the king's wife, who is grosso, and says,
all I got to remember him by is an itchy crotch.
Which is weird.
This is one of the aunts in Sabrina the Teenage
Witch. Yeah, it
is.
I saw her. Carol Ray?
Carol Burnett? Carol...
Sweet Caroline?
Christmas Carol?
I think it was Carol and Ray.
I don't fucking
Whatever.
Know.
Anyway.
She was also in My Mom's on a Date with a Vampire. They come across her. They come across the king's son, and they also come across the king's parents, which is actually a really funny scene because the parents are saying like, oh, he's just a deadbeat, you know, he never went to community college, and then Sean says, That's not true. According to his authorized autobiography, after you died, he went to community college to support you.
That's pretty funny.
That was actually really funny. And then they get kicked out and they finally find the king. They finally find where he is.
Meanwhile, this whole time, you as the audience are getting the idea that maybe the king isn't the upstanding hero.
True, but as an audience, I already knew he wasn't an upstanding
because
hero.
There's already been a scene where he was a dick to some people.
Exactly. And so they finally find him, and he's dressed like a hippie woman in a trailer. And I think the reason he's dressed as a hippie woman is so he can't be found. Like, it's really weird. There's this one part where he comes across his son, and his son's like, "Are you guys hitmen looking for my father?" I'm like, what possible reason would a hitman look for this, like, washed out wrestler man?
I don't know. He probably has outstanding debts or gambling or something.
Why would a hitman go after him? That's even more money to be wasted. Paying a hitman, you know?
He's just too much. He's more trouble than he's worth.
I suppose so. And so he, all right.
Let's go.
I'm just going to skip that part. That's
wait,
dumb.
What part? Is it where he crowns
him? No, Ricardo, we have a time limit. We're trying to hit
under
an hour.
Is he where he crowns him?
No. It's before that. They talk to the nerd, and the nerd gives him information. And then you hear the nerd's dad in the background. He goes, "Hey, get off the phone." And then the nerd's like, "Hey, sorry, guys. I have to get off the phone. My dad says talking on the phone is for pussies."
Yeah, no, that's like a recurring joke where that guy is like, "My dad said doing this is pussy."
Yeah, it's really weird. And then they come across a king dressed like, I know, right? There's not even a point to that. They come across a king dressed like a woman, and David Arquette says, "The king is a queen," which I thought was kind of clever. And
man, you say the bar low for this
you,
one.
You look for the bright spots in these movies.
I try so hard. David Arquette was kind of a lot of the bright spots in this film.
Okay, so
they get inside. I know. They get inside, and the king is an asshole, and they keep trying to motivate him to, like, you know, coming back into the industry, going back into the WCW, and, you know, really showing Paige.
Yes.
Paige.
DDP.
DDP, who's boss. And the king is just, like, so out of it. He doesn't want to do it. And he says, "I'm not even a has-been. I'm a never was." Whatever. And then, to which David Arquette responds, "How can you be a phony if we believe in you?"
Damn, that's deep.
That's so deep.
That's about as deep as
like,
we got.
It's like dancing clowns.
I don't
this
know what
is clowns
talking.
Dancing. This clown just got fired. That's it, boy.
I kind of blanked out whenever the king was talking.
Why?
He was so dumb. And it was like, this scene lasted way too long. Like, that scene where they're trying to convince him to get back into the industry lasts way too long. And finally, they convince him by David Arquette just annoying the king to the point of king beating the both of them up. And then he wakes up the next day, like, going, like, "You know what? I am going to beat up Paige." And I'm just like, why should we even, like, rally for this guy? He's clearly an asshole, you know? Like, it's just, you're just choosing the lesser of two evils at this point. You know what I mean? As, like, the audience members. Like,
that's what life is, man.
I guess
this
so.
Is the realest message.
So then they use their ability as people in the septic tank industry to commandeer a porter potty, in which they hide the king in, and they sneak onto the grounds of the WCW, and the king is being hidden in the porter potty. And at one point, there's a bunch of people bad mouthing the king. This includes Paige and the guy from The Matrix. And
I think it's Joe Pantoliano, isn't it?
Yeah, Joe Pantoliano. He's from The Matrix.
Yeah.
And
I'm just saying there's a lot of guys in The Matrix.
No, the guy from The Matrix.
Lawrence Fishburne.
Sorry, yeah, Joe Pantoliano. And the king hears all this and he bursts out and he fucking beats everyone up and it's pretty awesome. And
it's also funny that this is Oliver Platt we're talking about.
That's what I'm going to say. They didn't get an actual wrestler. Like, they got a
or
fucking,
like, even a, like, a burly guy.
A burly guy who can clearly, like, beat
this
people up.
This is pear-shaped Oliver Platt.
Who's
in.
Not, like, yeah, he's not physically opposing at all. Or no. Imposing at all. But he beats him up anyway. And Joe Pantoliano says, that's not a real fight. Like, you know, you totally, like, what does he say?
Staged it.
Yeah, no, because that's what the whole point of this is anyway. which made me laugh. I'm like, none of this is a real fight, Joe Pantoliano. But basically, it's like, we're gonna have a rematch tomorrow or maybe next week. I don't remember. and then it's in the cage. The rematch is gonna be in a cage.
It's in a triple cage
match.
Yeah. You're going nowhere.
I got you
for 3 minutes.
I'm in this movie for 3 minutes.
Bo bone saws ready. And so then that's pretty much the end of my half. The only thing I didn't bring up, because it has no bearing on the plot, are the two women in the movie.
Yes.
Which is, I think her name is Brittany, who works at a drive-through.
Oh, okay. Thanks for telling me
about
them.
Cold today, hot tamale was the line.
Thank you, Ricardo.
What?
And then the only other character who's a female in the film, other than the gross old women in the movie, are Rose McGowan.
It's Rose McGowan. Who is like a Nitro Girl, I believe. Yes.
Yep. And
the WCW programming.
And that's the end of my half.
All right. Well.
And by the way, I believe we got a lot. There's a lot in this film that doesn't account or matter to anything.
Which one of you guys got the Jimmy King song in your version?
See, that's the thing, is when you come into these movies hot, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Like, you're just like, the first, like, maybe 5 minutes, you might as well throw those out the window, because you're just like, where am I?
Just feverishly writing everything.
You're seriously like, I don't know what's important, like, what's going on, and then you kind of get
the
rhythm.
Okay, well, Gordy and Sean sing a song to Jimmy King.
Oh, I have that song. That's later. That's
all
later.
Right, we'll talk about it.
No, okay. That's later. That's definitely later.
Okay.
All right. So it starts off with the bam, jump, 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 jump. I'm like, oh, we're back in the 2000s. Here we go.
What year does this take place?
House of Pain.
Jump, jump. So everyone's partying and dancing at like a trailer park. I don't know what's going on.
I think that's where the king lives. That's where they're going.
Oh, okay. Okay. So they're all dancing and having a good time. And
it's actually interesting, because if you just went down a couple more trailers, you would get to the place that the guy from Kill Bill Volume 1 was living. It's exactly the same trailer park.
Is it?
It looks like the same one.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you knew that fact.
I don't know. I don't know anything.
So,
about movies.
I don't know what's going on, but the big wrestler dude's like freaking out because, like, I guess they're doing that threats and stuff. He's like, "We'll kill you." He's like, "You heard of me? He'll kill me."
Yeah, he said that if you not just like, you don't even have to win in the cage match. You have to live.
Yeah,
you have to live.
Little teeny tiny bugs are gonna feast on my ass.
There you go.
No bugs are gonna feast on your ass.
See, nobody paid attention to Oliver Platt at all in this film.
So I don't know, is he drank some eggs with some alcohol and then he like
Rocky?
Yeah, and then he runs away and like falls in like a manhole. And that was weird.
Perfect.
I didn't understand that point. But before that, while they're at the party, I can't remember his name. What's the guy's? David Arquette.
Gordy.
Gordo?
Gordy.
Oh, that's good. David Arquette. Yeah, so David Arquette sees one of the Nitro girls. Her name's Sasha, I believe, in the
Rose
movie.
McGowan.
Rose McGowan. And she's like, "You're really good in like stuff." And I'm like, "At what?" And I didn't see. I never saw anything beforehand. So I assumed he like wrestled or something.
He wrestled a little bit, okay. But literally not enough to be considered like good at anything.
She was like, "Oh, you're pretty good. Let's like hang out
she
or whatever."
She has no ulterior motives here.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say she has no taste in men.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
So she's like being all stuck and she's like, "Want to dance?" He's like, okay.
I love you, Jenna.
I love you. You're great. And so, yeah, so they go and they're like hooking up or whatever. And then they're like, "All right, I'll see you later."
Is this where they have sex or whatever?
No, not yet. Okay. Not yet.
Oh, we gotta,
first they gotta find King from the manhole. And, like, they found him.
What a sentence that was.
That's a fine king from the manhole.
They must find King from the manhole.
So apparently he popped out somewhere else and they're like, I guess he was like locked in or something. And they're like, "Yeah, we knew where to find him. We're in the industry." I'm like, what the fuck is going on in the industry?
They're the septic industry.
Now it makes sense. Now they're in the septic industry.
They know everything about
they
shit.
They know where all the manholes go.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So this is what the part where they're like, "Yo, man, you're going to be okay. Like, everything is going to be great. You can do this. You can beat him." He's like, "No, they're going to tear me up. Bugs are going to eat me." And he's like,
"No, bugs are going to feast on your ass."
Yeah. And then they're like, "We even got a song for you, man. You're Jimmy King.
Do you remember the song?"
And the song.
"Go sing the song. Do it or I will."
No, I'm going to actually use the internet and edit this part in.
But.
Well, I want to hear the song. Heard it.
"Jimmy King is the best wrestler. He's the bestler. Better than all the wrestler." And I don't know the rest.
He's got class. He's really fast. He'll rule ass because he's Jimmy King. And the rest just trails off because it's a work in progress.
"Jimmy King is the best wrestler. He's the bestler. Better than all the wrestler. He's got class.
He's really fast.
He'll rule ass.
He'll rule that ass.
Jimmy.
La la da.
Jimmy King."
We're still kind of working on that.
It's a work in progress. It's good. Don't worry. The audio will definitely pull through.
Wow.
So they're like, "All right, so we're going to find someone who's going to train King, get him back up to what he was so he can."
How long do they have until
DDP.
He has this thing?
Honestly, I don't know.
I don't know.
It just kind of seemed like it was happening. I was like, all right. So he meets, he goes to Salmandini.
Salmandini, wanna wrestle?
The best character in the movie.
Who is this man?
Salmandini is like a dude who's like 80 something.
Yes.
And he's just like, opens the door and he's like, hey, and everyone's like, oh, Salmandini, like, yeah, reach King. He's like, King, hey, I'm Salmandini, wanna wrestle? And that's his catchphrase.
Yeah.
And so he's like, I just got done with these high school kids. And his high school kids are walking out.
And he's
out.
Like, don't stop turning until you hear cartilage snap when I crap in their pants.
Yep. Well, he's got great lines.
Is he played by a famous actor that I might recognize?
He's in a bunch of like weird indie movies type stuff, like stuff I've not really heard of.
But, he's probably somebody.
Like Oliver Platt.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the high school teens leave and they're all beat up.
Or Ahmed Zep.
And then they start fighting and laying down. He's like, all right, King, show me your moves. And he's like, beating him up, and then he's like, he says things like, a possum ain't dead until it's scraped off the road.
Ooh.
After he got like knocked over and
that's
stuff.
That's a great quote.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So they're like training and getting beat up, and he's like, he's basically kicking everyone's ass because this is an old man, but he's really good. And cut to, it's flirting time with Sasha.
Oh, yeah.
So she invites him over to his house, and they're like having dinner and they're like talking. He's like, oh, yeah, you know. We got a trainer for the King and everything. Salmandini, he's pretty good. Like, he's pretty cool. And she's like, oh, that's cool. I'm glad you're working. Like, go
I'm glad
on.
You're telling me all this personal
I'm glad
information.
You're telling me all this stuff. And honestly, I didn't see it because I'm stupid. Also, not like the movie.
I wouldn't have seen it either.
And she was like, oh, well, you're really good moves. Can you show me some moves? He's like, oh, are you serious? He comes out. He's like, all right, are you sure? Are you sure you want to see my moves? Are you sure you want to see my moves? And she's like, yeah.
And then he just beats her up.
And then he just flips her over and climbs her on the ground. It's like,
saw that going.
Yeah.
Then she breaks her neck and dies.
She's like, why don't
you cover up the body?
And then she's like, show me your moves in the bedroom. He's like, all right. And then you just start wrestling in the bedroom. And then it cuts, which is kind of funny because it's like
David Arquette.
It's like, oh, they're going to have sex, but they kind of did, maybe? I don't know. Anyway.
Well, did he put his penis in her vagina?
I don't know. We didn't show that. I just, but anyway, they're boyfriend and girlfriend after that.
But what happens? She takes her top off, and what does he say?
Oh, shit. What does he say? I forgot.
Those are what I call heavyweights.
No, he says.
Oh, no. Oh, a foreign object. And then just beat the shit out of her.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, that was pretty good.
He just punches her boobs?
No,
he just like punches her in the head. Or
Also, he doesn't know how to use.
Stupid.
That sounds amazing.
He doesn't know how to use chopsticks, so he's like just stabbing the sushi.
Because he's
eating. Because he's dumb. I didn't even know there was sushi.
Yeah, sorry. I missed that very important part that I brought up. Also, she has these in her bedroom. She's got paintings of herself all over and like pictures of
herself.
Yeah.
I can't even remember.
No,
that
she has pictures of herself everywhere, all of this room. And the weirdest one is in her bedroom. She has these giant, like, oh, what are they called? Have you ever seen the homies things you get out of the?
Yes.
Yeah.
She has herself painted in this huge, it's gotta be like 10 by 10 painting of herself painted like a homie, in a homie like art style. And it's super weird because I'm like, this is kind of weird.
That's really
this is
weird.
Gross. So
are we talking 10 feet by 10 feet?
Yeah.
Okay, not like, 10 inches by 10 inches.
No. Like I said big, all right?
Yeah, I know.
You're going to have a stone in situation. I was like, how big are you?
So anyway, cut to the state trooper, and I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And it's like his dad. And he's like, you got to take a test, blah. And he's like, I don't want to. And they're like, all right. So then that was it.
His dad
is literally not even important to this plot at all, is
nope.
he? Yeah.
Not really.
It's he's dumb. one of the many obstacles our heroes must
Such
overcome.
Such an obstacle. He just drives away from him.
He's a cop, man. He has authority.
He has authority. Yeah. And he's his dad.
He does have a gun. He points a gun at his own son at one point, which is really weird.
That's cool. Yeah. So anyway, they go to a gym and they're like, all right, you're going to have to work out, man. So why don't you meet with your old friend Goldberg. Who we know from Santa's sleigh.
What? He was Santa?
Yeah.
What? Yep.
Goldberg.
Yeah.
Goldberg.
Awesome. I thought you were talking about Goldberg from Heavyweight.
No. We need to train, but first I gotta eat this. Also, Goldberg was in Mighty Ducks, not Heavyweights.
Well, I know, but the actor was named
Josh. Yeah.
Same guy, more or less. Anyway, so Goldberg's like, no, I couldn't help you because
I gotta be dressed like Santa next year.
He's like, I've been betrayed by King too much.
He's like, he puked on me.
Yeah, he puked on me, and we were teammates.
Mm.
But I don't trust him no more. He's gotta do it on himself.
How was his acting?
It was good. I mean, Goldberg, he was good in Santa Slay,
he
man.
Was great in Santa Slay.
He's a solid actor.
Yeah.
I can't tell if you guys are being serious.
No, I'm being completely honest.
He's honestly okay.
He was so believable as Santa.
But more, better or worse than Tim Allen?
He was Demon Santa.
Oh, God.
He was Demon Santa. He needed a pretty good Demon Santa.
Yeah, he was a good Demon Santa.
Okay.
I don't know if he was
so
better or worse than
Tim Allen.
So that's a really hard
Demon
question
Santa.
To answer.
I don't know.
I'd say he was better than Tim Allen in the Santa Claus 2 and 3, but Tim Allen was better as Santa Claus 1.
Okay.
Fair enough. So these dudes sneak in the Salbini's.
Salmandini.
Salbini's.
You just continue to contractualize.
The autocorrect. I blame that.
So they go to Salmandini's house.
They go to Salmandini's house.
They go to house.
They're trying to beat him up, but he's too sneaky, and he just like disappears, and they like see him in one room, and he's like in another room. They're like, oh, we got him. And it's the old dummy in the chair trick, so they grab him, and he's like, pops up from a trap door, and is like,
Salmandini, wanna wrestle?
And then he just beats the shit out of both of them.
That's
until
awesome.
One of them like hits him in the back or something.
Yeah, it's these are like hitmen sent by
the bad guys.
The bad guy. To injure
the bad guy from the Matrix.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oh no, what's going on? So they're all next thing is everyone's in the not the hospital.
They're in the wrestling hospital.
They're in the wrestling. They're into that. They're in the hospital and they're hanging out and they're like, oh, we hope he's okay. And they're like, can we go see him? He's like, yeah. But Sasha's like, I gotta go make a phone call. She makes a phone call and what is his name again?
Gordy?
Gordy. Gordy's like, oh man, I see. She's talking to the bad guy, and she's like, "I love you, baby."
I love you, baby.
I love you, baby.
She said something weird. I don't think it's that. And then he's like, "Oh
pretty
no!"
Pretty good Rose McGowan impression.
He's working with her, and they're like, "She's like, oh, you're so mean to that old man." He's like, "Yeah, we'll tell that to my two guys." They're both sitting in the corner crying. Anyway, so he's like,
which I think they're wrestlers.
I think they are, but I don't know. I didn't recognize them.
I don't know who they are.
So then they go upstairs and they talk to Salmini. He's like, how you feel? He's like,
my balls are in my throat. My prostate is the size of a melon. And I'm crapping tapioca. I feel like a kid again.
And I'm like, you're the best, Salmini.
Oh my God.
And then he gives the advice, always attack a man's strengths. And they're like, I think he means weakness. Like, no, the strengths. You gotta fight them right down the middle. They'll never expect you to go for their strength. Those you're preparing for their weakness. And I was like,
that's interesting.
It's like, okay, that's
a solid strategy.
Solid strategy.
That's an interesting strategy.
So then they're like, you gotta go back to basics, though, King. You gotta go back. You can't just stay with like Gaul's fancy stuff. You gotta leave this city. And they're like, all right, okay. So they get in their RV. I guess they had an RV.
Probably
because
the king's RV.
So they get in the king's RV. And they leave, and they're about to leave, and Sasha's like, where are we going? And he's like, you're going nowhere.
Ooh. And then I got you for 3 minutes.
And she's like, why? And he's like, I saw what you did. I don't know. It's some catchy thing. I don't remember, though. It was stupid.
I don't remember the line.
It wasn't anything that great. It was just like, you're going nowhere. It's like, yeah, well, you're evil, but just shuts the door. And they drive away. Whatever. Tells her to F off. And then so they're driving around, and they go back to, they're driving back to, wherever, like trailer park area, and
yeah,
he's going back, and you know, he stops by his Jimmy stops by his wife and apologizes, and she kicks him in the nuts. That's funny.
Yeah, I think that's a running joke in this, is Oliver Platt getting hit in the nuts. I want to say,
what other point did he get in the
Salmandini nuts? I think kicks him in the nuts.
Oh yeah, Salmandini. No, I mean, Salmandini just beat the shit out of him, so I don't know.
Running gag is kind of they do it twice. At the last episode,
she kicks him in the nuts twice.
Oh okay.
And she's
there's
like
a post credit scene too.
Oh yeah, you're right.
Okay. Not post credits, but like before credits.
Yeah. Right, to show the next
Rumble
movie.
To literally show. Well, we'll talk about it.
So then he sees his kid. I'm like, oh man, that kid's ugly. And he's like, he's got a grill, and it's like,
he's really gross.
And
I felt bad for that
and
actor.
And he's like, I'm gonna do right by my, and King's. This motivates King's. Like, I'm gonna do right by my family. I'm gonna get that kid good teeth.
Yeah, because he got braces.
Because his teeth suck. No, those aren't braces. A grill, I think.
No, he says they're braces.
Oh, never mind.
They're probably like the big, like clunky braces.
Yeah, they are. They must have been gross. So while they're like training or hanging out, all of a sudden a state trooper pulls up and is like, get in the car, son. You're going to the exam. You have to be a state trooper. And he's like, and he's like, fine, I'll do it. So Gordy goes and gets to the state.
No, if I had Gordy as a son, I wouldn't want him behind a gun. Like, I wouldn't want him to be a state trooper.
I agree. He just doesn't want to be a,
he doesn't want him to be touching dudes. He's like, touching wrestlers for touching men. That's what he said. He said that. And so, you know, there goes him. And so it's just Sean and King hanging out.
Yay, my two favorite characters from the movie.
Two favorite characters hanging out. And they're like, all right, well, I guess we better train. So they do does some training stuff. And then they're like, all right, well, we got to go get, we got to see if we can get, you know, Gordy back, if I guess. So they go and they try to get him back. He's like, no, I'm studying for this exam. I can't help, guys. I'm sorry. Like, I know. And he's like, it's your dream, man. He's like, I know, but like my dad. I'm like, all right, whatever. And they like try and they're like, all right, well, I guess we're going to have posse tryouts to try to get some.
Yep, they got to get
some posse members for some reason.
They got to get a stable together so that the king has backup.
What a plot this is.
So they get this plot.
You wanted another element added on top of this already. God. So they
start getting, it can't just be a straightforward goddamn story.
So they start doing all these like fun things. These people are like trying out. And
what were
suck.
Some of the names of like? The,
I'll get to them. But one of them, while they're training, one person's like, "This will be easy. Wrestling's fake." And then the dude just clocks him in the face. And I'm like, "Whoa, get it? It's not fake." I guess. And then they
Dane
start
Cook
fighting.
Shows up. He's a waffler.
And then someone's like, this isn't the Hamlet tryouts. And it's
it was the Oklahoma.
Oh, Oklahoma.
Because he sings a whole
get
section
the musical
of
right.
Oklahoma.
Who cares?
It's like, this isn't the tryouts for Oklahoma.
And then, I thought he was going to sing an entire part of Hamlet.
And then after, no. And then King beats them all up. And by the end, there's only a couple left. And what's left is... I wrote this down weird. Fireman. Fred the Fireman or some stupid shit like that. Next to Bob the Builder is like Fred the Fireman. So,
Fred the Fireman.
Macho man.
Ooh, yeah.
And then the Chewer, who's just some guy who just chews up tobacco and spits it out. And Kitty.
How did he win?
These are the people left. They didn't say they were good.
Okay.
And then there's Kitty, who's just some girl, and they're like, what can you do? And she's like, I could take off my clothes and look sexy. And I'm like, and he's like, King's like, that's stupid. I'm like, that is stupid. And they're like, oh, well, let's hire everyone. And I was like, what is this?
They can't actually show off her power because it's like too, like, it's PG-13.
Yeah.
They say fuck in this movie, though.
Once?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know this movie was
they're
rated.
Allowed. They're allowed.
It's a pretty raunchy PG-13.
Oh, yeah?
And then all of a sudden, like, Sean's there, and then there's Wendy, and she's like... this lady comes up and is like, I like you, Sean. And he's like, I don't really care about you. Bye. And then he's like, Wendy, I've been mean to you, so I'm going to give you this thing. And then she's like, all right, let's fuck in this trailer. And they fuck in the trailer.
Why do they fuck in the trailer?
I don't know, because it's the only place to go. And then she comes
out.
Why
does she want to fuck him? She had no interest in him in an earlier scene.
Oh, because he was really nice and gave her a gift.
There is nudity in this movie.
Like boobs?
No, you're about to talk about it.
His dick?
He gives him the Hard Rock Cafe because they're in New York. So he gives her a thing. She's like, oh, cool, let's fuck. And then they're like, they go into the thing and they come out and he's like, all right, I gotta go. And she's like, all right, bye. Everyone's like, bye. And she comes out in the WCW NWO blanket.
Yes. They come out in a blanket together and then Sean has to leave. And so Sean leaves, and you see his ass.
Oh, yeah, you do see his butt,
You see his ass for a good few seconds, and he's chasing after the trailer.
And they're just flopping around. Yeah. It is PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fine.
There's nudity. It's fuck.
It's fuck?
It's fuck.
It's nudity. It's wrestling. It's fuck.
That was the tagline.
It's wrestling. Right. It's nudity. It's fuck. It's fuck. Go watch Ready to Rumble. It's fuck.
It's fuck.
It's fuck. All right.
So we're wrapping up here.
So they get to the place. And you see, and I'm like, oh shit, you see the bad guy, he's talking to Sting. And I'm like, oh shit, it's Sting. And I'm like,
the music guy?
No,
the wrestler
from
Sting.
Wrestling. And I'm like,
let me tell you a little story about Sting.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Sting was a wrestler in the 1980s who was a surfer dude who was then buff. So they were like, you should be a wrestler. And he was like, okay, cool. So he had bleach blonde hair and really colorful outfits or whatever. In the 90s, Sting started becoming less popular. But you know what was popular?
What?
The movie The Crow.
Oh,
so
no.
Sting, whose real name is Steve, Steve watched the Crow and was like, I should base my wrestling character exactly off The Crow.
So he committed suicide.
Yes, precisely. No, he couldn't because he's Christian.
Oh.
But either way, so just picture The Crow. And that's what Sting looks like.
Yep, it's accurate. So he's sitting in the corner there, and the guy's like, you better kill him.
I don't know if he says you better kill him. Does he?
No, he says, dude, you better make sure that the king never lives. He doesn't touch the thing.
The belt.
He doesn't grab the belt.
Yes, because the way.
Or I will fucking kill you or something like that. That's where he says the fuck word. No, I think that's where he says it.
Because this last match is the fuck word. This last match. You want to set up what the objective of this last match is?
Have you seen a cage match where they got the things in the top, belt in the top? Okay, so
I've seen Spider-Man.
So this is a triple cage match, which I've never seen. Is that actually real?
They did it like once.
Okay, because it seems super crazy.
Yes.
So I put a cage, and then you have to climb on top of that cage and get to the second cage.
Yes, I've seen these.
And then you get to the second cage, you go on the third cage, and then once you get on top of the third cage, you can stand on it and grab the belt. And that's how you win. Anyway, so he's explaining that, and I'm like, oh my God, it's Sting, that's crazy. And then, so they close it down, they get the cage down, it's like another cage, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. And then I didn't know he was fighting DDP, and I was like, oh man, it's DDP! Oh, everyone from WrestleMania is back in this movie!
I'm so lost right now.
Me and Ricardo watched WrestleMania a few weekends ago, and DDP was there.
Dirty Stone Double Penetration?
No.
I don't know what DDP says.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, the bad guy.
Yeah, the bad guy. I should have said the bad guy.
So you hadn't seen him up until this point?
No. And
the main villain of the film.
He goes away. The main villain of the film is Joe Pantoliano.
I guess you're right. That's true.
And then Sting, and I'm like, oh man, it's just like WrestleMania. All were there. Wrestling never changes.
Nope.
Booker T was there.
Yeah, Booker T came out. And I was like, oh man, Booker T is like, oh, what do you think's going to happen here? I don't like Hulk Hogan, but whatever.
I'm so lost right now, guys.
Oh, wait a minute.
Audience, if you don't watch Wrestle at all, WrestleMania.
If you don't watch it's
If you
wrestle,
don't watch Wrestle, it's Wrestle, it's fuck.
This is fuck. All right, so they start wrestling. They start fighting him. Dude gets trapped like in the corner. And Sean also, by the way, is it Sean?
Sean.
Yes.
Sean is his manager or whatever, and he comes out in like this pink like pimp suit looking thing.
Yeah.
And he distracts DDP and
how?
Distracts him, and then I don't know, says some shit. I don't remember. Okay. Doesn't matter. So then he runs up against the cage and is like, rawr, and he's like, trapped you, and he traps him with a handcuff. He handcuffs him to the side of the cage. And he's like, ah, and then he puts his hands down, not upside down. It says,
"Diamond upside down is a pussy."
Because that's DDP's signature hand gesture.
Oh, that's kind of funny.
He makes a diamond upside down. It's a pussy.
It's a pussy.
So that's meh.
You take.
The posse comes out. All the bad wrestlers come out. They start beating up King. But then, all of a sudden, Super Posse comes out. With Booker T and Goldberg and everyone's favorite characters from the WCW.
Yes, Billy Kidman is there.
Billy Kid's there.
Oh boy, the memories, right, guys? It's so great to see all of our favorite wrestlers again.
I freaked when I watched this as a kid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, the wrestlers.
Yeah, and I was, even as an adult, I was like, oh, the wrestlers. Because that's when I like was really into the WCW versus NWO games and stuff like that. So
Mickey Rourke comes out.
Mickey Rourke comes out.
He's like, out there, this is... Oh, that's all I got. Is
you want some fucking meat, lady?
Give me some fucking cheese.
Marissa Tomei's there. She's real sad.
The whole movie's real sad.
Yeah. So anyway, this movie does not get sad. And they're beating them up and they're all like having a fight. But it's like, how are they going to get in the cage? Because the cage is locked.
The bad guys lock the cage door, so the good guys are all stuck in the outside.
Like, how are they going to get in?
And Goldberg's just like shaking the cage like,
well, how are they going to get in? And all of a sudden, you see a state trooper on a motorcycle driving fast, and he just jumps out of this loop and just rams into the cage and breaks it down,
shit.
Or at least the door.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh man, it's your friend, David Arquette. He's here. And he's a trooper. He's like, I got a dumb stage name.
What's his dumb stage name?
I don't remember. That's why I said that.
The Law.
Oh, he's the Law.
His name is the Law.
He's the Law. So. All right. Yep. All right. That's accurate. That turns an all-out brawl, and it just turns into like all wrestling goes, and just turns into everyone just beating each other up. You don't know really what's going on.
How does Oliver Plant do in this whole wrestling thing, since he's not a wrestler at all, and he's surrounded by a bunch of wrestlers?
Well, he's just he got
he
beat
puts
up.
A ladder on his head and starts swinging it.
He
around.
Does. He does that and beats up a bunch of dudes.
What a low point in his career.
So then Jimmy King starts climbing up to the second cage. And for some reason, Sasha pops up again. He's like, oh, you're so good. I'm sorry about everything you've done. And he's like, you need to watch out. And then she gets hit in the head with a ladder.
Damn. Violence towards women, guys, right?
This movie this doesn't
would,
give
this,
a
This would never happen in wrestling now.
Nowadays, you wouldn't be able to hurt a woman.
At WrestleMania, you're behind- Stephanie got speared by Roman Reigns.
Oh, you're right. That happened once.
I'd like to see that.
All right, continue.
Okay, so then they start. Really so DDP eventually gets his stuff off. You're real bad.
I just feel really bad about that joke.
cut it.
Maybe.
No, we won't.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I can. So inside baseball, I don't know. I cut that. So I go into the cage and they're climbing. They get up there, get like the third cage, and he's like, you know what? I'm just gonna hang this guy. Puts a noose around his neck and is like, I'm gonna hang him. And he's like, I'm hanging King. And he's like, I'm getting out. And he's like, keeps climbing. So he keeps climbing. And he's like, oh man, he's gonna get it. And then they start beating each other up. And then you're like, oh shit, Sting's up there. And it's like, what's gonna happen? And he stops and then he just decides. They're like, Sting's gonna fly down. He flies down and then he hits DDP off the edge of the thing and he falls. I was like, oh man, that's crazy.
Sting can fly like a bat?
No, Sting would often come down from the rafters on some kind of string.
Oh, okay.
Not string.
Like rope. String! Just string!
He yo-yos down.
goes back up.
This doesn't break!
So he swings down and he kicks DDP off the cage.
Oh, he's such
just
a nice
lots
guy.
Of dangerous
just,
stuff
just
happening.
Crazy stuff, and I'm like, wow, if wrestling was this
and
crazy,
and then somehow
real life,
Sting then also swings down into the cage.
But first, he says, yeah, he swings down into the cage, and he's like, that guy's all right in my book,
yeah, Jimmy King's all right in my book. And then what does Sean say?
Oh, Sean says, this Sean says,
you love Jimmy King, I love Jimmy King. We're men, and we're not afraid to say that we love other men. I love you.
And then Sean's like, I want to get punched in the face. He's like, all right, just punch him in the face.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep. These are wrestling fans.
Yep.
So they start fighting and whatever. And he DDP tries to climb back up. And then he like power bombs him like through all three cages and he hits the ground. I'm like, that dude.
He's dead. Witness the murder of Diamond Dallas.
DDP is dead. His yoga career is over. He's dead on his yoga mat.
The movie ends with immemorial to this guy.
So then he gets the thing and he wins. Whatever. King wins. Yay.
Wait,
and then
what?
And then
you won?
And then the manager's like, what's going on? What's going on, man? Like, this is great. Like, what a great match. And the manager and everyone's like, yeah, we're going to beat you up now. I'm like, why? Oh, because he was like so mean to King, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So they start beating all the fans. Like, they take him to the fans. They're like, you know what? He's like, I made this. He's like, no, the fans made wrestling.
That's dumb. This is dumb. And I hate
fans
everything.
Made wrestling.
And then they threw him into.
And then they throw Joe Pantoliano into
an
the
angry
crowd,
mob and they all
and
just rip
just
him into pieces.
They just start stomping him.
They just start stomping
they
him
just
out.
They just fucking start stomping
they
him out.
They just murdered a person.
And then that's the last you ever see him. Yep, so he's probably dead. Him and DDP are both dead.
They pulled him out of the Matrix, is what happened.
So I thought it was interesting about that is they say the fans made wrestling. That makes me feel like WCW's grasping what they have left because Vince McMahon's like a pretty big in WF at this mm-hmm. point.
Right.
And he's like kind of like their face. While WCW, I don't think, had like much of a face. It was like, we're very fan focused sort of thing.
It was like Eric Bischoff
sort of thing. Yeah, but it wasn't the same, you know? Yeah. So I felt like it was kind of like a call out to McMahon a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Maybe trying too much into it.
Or trying desperately to like win over people to
yeah,
like,
that
keep
could,
watching.
That could be true.
Yeah.
So
then they're like, great job, Jimmy King. Who are these two new people with you? And Jimmy King's like, this here my manager, Sean Sugar Daddy Dawson. And this here, this is the law. And then
that's it.
No, because then they go, then the movie ends with Sean is out front of that convenience store.
Yeah, so that's the thing I didn't understand. Also, these kids are talking to these kids. I didn't understand any of this.
That was the beginning of the movie.
I'm like, who the hell are these kids? They're like, that would never happen.
Yeah, that's a dumb story.
And then Goldberg is there.
Goldberg!
Goldberg!
The robot Goldberg is there.
That's it. Autocorrect says Goldberg. I see right there.
Goldberg.
So he just throws a dude out the window.
He throws Ahmed Zappa out the window.
And he walks into Ahmed Zappa and he's like, say it. And he's like, what? Say it. I'm your bitch and who's your daddy?
Ahmed Zappa.
And then it ends with everyone getting in the back of a car with this lady driving, and in the back is Sal Bandini.
He's in the hot tub on the back of
the car. He's alive.
Some ladies. And what does he say?
What does he say?
Actually, I don't remember. I was hoping you'd know.
Shit.
He says, and that's a movie.
And they drive.
Film me.
So Jimmy King, Goldberg, who is in full wrestling gear.
Yeah, he's
out in public.
Out in public, just in wrestling gear, which is just underwear.
Jimmy King, Goldberg, Sean, Gordy, and Sal Mandini.
All of our
and
heroes.
Some ladies. Sean's just lady and some other sexy ladies.
Just drive off
into the sunset because it's night already. But
what a great movie.
And then you cut to a montage of
bloopers.
Of takes of Oliver Platt getting kicked in the nuts. All the different takes he takes. What's up?
There's a lot of just regular bloopers in there.
Well, but like I'm saying,
are there any good ones?
That's the noteworthy one.
Nah.
Did it look like they had fun making this movie?
Yeah, it looked like they had fun making this movie.
Oh.
It looked like a fun movie to be on.
Oh, wow.
But yeah, I didn't hate this movie as much as I thought I would. I thought it was kind of okay.
Mainly because Sal Bandini.
I got Sal Bandini, and Sal Bandini.
I wish I had had him in my half.
He's the Terry Crews of this movie, you know? Whenever there's a bad movie, there's always a Terry Crews, you know? It was a shining light.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I couldn't appreciate almost any of it because I'm not like a wrestling fan. I didn't hate it at all. I found a lot of the characters funny and likable. But
it's just a bad movie.
It's just a bad movie.
It's weird because it wasn't like, oh, this is like painful to watch. It's just like, this is just bad, but it's like kind of charming.
This is like the kind
of, it's charming. Yeah.
These are the kind of movies I feel like they made all the time.
I was going to say, but they don't make them anymore.
They're like a dime a dozen back then when I was like, what? Like
now
all
it's
the
like
team
really
movies.
Obvious. Like you can identify when they make this type of movie and it's like,
oh, it's one of those.
Whereas
movies.
Like all movies were like this
back then.
The
There was just a bunch of like PG-13 dumb comedies.
Yeah. Two,
which featured two or three, like, you know, stoned dumb guys, mm-hmm. idiots who were like doing some kind of cross country thing and hitting up women and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think this is a terrible movie.
Oh, wow.
It's a terrible movie, but it has such a high nostalgia factor for me. And I still utilize.
Does your heart still jump every time Booker T and Goldberg come out?
Yes.
And I like, and then the motorcycle. That motorcycle coming out was pretty cool.
I still sing Jimmy King is the best wrestler. He's the wrestler. Better than all the wrestler.
How is Oliver Platt as a wrestler?
He's unconvincing.
Yeah, very unconvincing. It's really bad.
He doesn't sell it.
It's just funny that like this is the guy they went with.
Yeah, like, why would you go with Oliver Platt? Like
his like mannerisms are kind of effeminate.
At least and like WWE has like a whole bunch of movies they make with wrestlers as the main character.
Right.
It's like wrestlers can like they're not the best actors, but they at least know how to like perform.
It's not like this actor or this character needs to have a range of emotion or anything. Like he's a very straightforward comedic character, you know? Like there's never a moment he's like given a monologue to like recite or anything.
That's the thing. If you wanted to go with a lead who like, okay, he's not a wrestler, but you couldn't get just some
like some guy who could also just bring people in. Nobody's clamoring to the theater to check out Oliver Platt's new flick.
But Dave Arquette back in the day.
Dave Arquette, I bet.
What does that guy do now?
He divorces Courtney Cox. and
good for her.
struggles with his sex addiction, I'm sure. I don't know what he does. Probably nothing. He's probably still living off of royalties of like Scream or whatever.
That's true. In the latest Scream?
Yeah, he was.
Hmm.
Almost everyone was in the latest Scream. Yeah.
What a hoot.
Yeah. He was the best part of the movie. I really liked him.
That's weird. I hated him.
Oh, we're having another apple situation over here.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
Apples.
I liked Oliver Platt, but having you guys describe the movie to me reminded me about how like non-central he is to the plot. Really?
He's unlikable. There. Like
he's just there.
There's like yeah, I'm really abridging that part where they convince him. Cause like they go through so many, like he's like, you have any money? And they give him like $2. He goes, you have 5 minutes. And then they like try to convince him and it doesn't work. And then they go and they buy beer and they bring it back. And he's like, thanks for the beer. No, get out of here. Like the scene just keeps going. And at no point am I like, oh man, I really hope they get this guy into it. I'm just like, how would they leave? I don't want them to be in this room anymore with this like loser who doesn't even want to do anything.
That's when they want to show you just how flawed all your heroes are.
I guess
all these people you worship. But don't meet your heroes, kids.
See, that's the other thing, though. It's not like he even fell to grace. Like he seems like he was always an asshole.
Yeah, he just,
you know, like
you wake up. It was his change, man. He changed because he did become a nicer person by the second half.
Yeah, but I wish we had seen a hint of him being a nicer person before, and he had been like changed,
like a hint or something.
Yeah, it seems like he was always like an idiot and a screw up and a moron.
It shows that you can change from like the worst person, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. Whatever.
But like, even when we're just introduced to him, there's never a moment where I'm like, I wonder, like, was he ever sympathetic as a person? Nah, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah. I don't know. I think the other thing is I just didn't grow up with wrestling and I don't know any of these people.
True.
Especially like I grew up with WWF. So I know like, you know, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I know those kind of
not
people.
Not the
rival company. I didn't grow up with them. Mm. I used to play all those video games. It was a lot of fun, but I don't know anything about the people in this movie. So the only thing I did know was Oliver Platt is not a wrestler. but yeah.
The introduction of Goldberg.
Goldberg was great.
Wrestling android.
So you say you don't think this is a good movie.
This is a bad movie.
Yeah.
It has nostalgia for people who like wrestling, and I think there are some funny lines in it, but it's a pretty
there are
movie.
Some genuinely funny stuff in this film. Like I think I was surprised because I've seen like modern day comedies and I don't laugh as much as I do when I was watching this film. Like I actually laughed during this movie. That's more I could say for like most.
I feel like
movies.
It's just so stupid.
Sometimes
it's like,
yeah, you just I
yeah,
just need
but
to
even
be
then,
as dumb.
Like it's calculatedly stupid. Like a bunch of nuns singing like Eddie Van Halen. That's great. That was a great scene.
But then they ruined it with like farting nuns.
That ruined it, yes. But I mean, there are some genuinely good parts in this film that I laughed at. It is interesting too how often they make fun of like gay people. They say the word fag and retard in this film. Like,
oh, it's the 90s, whatever.
It's actually 2000. Like it was,
but then they say we're men and we're not afraid to look.
You're right.
Love
they
other
changed.
Men.
They changed. They became more mature as people.
Maybe they finally realized, like, hey, you're just watching dudes wrestle all the time, half naked. We love men. It's cool.
Yeah, it's one of those movies that again, it's like it's for the people that it's also making fun of. It's kind of weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's what they perceive wrestling fans as to be, David Arquette and his friend Sean.
Yeah, I'm watching that. I'm like, I don't know. Like,
accurate.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, Ricardo's kind of like David Arquette. And you're kind of like Sean.
Aww.
Well, you're the cool one.
Yeah, you're like the guy. You're
I got
the guy.
I banged a lady with the NWO WCW blanket, so that's cool. I'll take that, I guess. Cool.
And you are loud, Ricardo.
Yeah, loud and boisterous.
Yeah. And you banged Courtney Cox. If you guys have banged Courtney Cox, why don't you go to our Facebook and Twitter page? Or you can email us nudes of her at email at theotheratpodcast.com.
What? I will not accept those.
We'll just give them to Ricardo.
Cool.
you could also go to our iTunes page and tell us what you did to her. Leave it as a review on iTunes with a 5-star rating and we'll read it on the show.
You go to our Facebook and comment about how good or bad. Like, I don't know. Like, it's all right. I'm trying to do this joke. This joke is too weird.
But banging Courtney Cox, that's pretty weird.
And her Twitter as well. So
I stick my cocks in her cocks.
Oh, God. All right. We got to end this.
All right, guys. All right. Well, I guess.
Go to our website, theotherhalfpodcast.com.
Oh, yeah,
that's it.
Thank you, Ricardo, for being on the show for a second.
My pleasure, guys.
Yeah. Why don't you say the goodnight, everybody?
Good night, everybody.
Good job. Good job, Ricardo. Good night. Good night, everybody.
Look, you made him say it, and then you said it.
Well, can say it. Are you
like saying like, no, this is how I do it.
No, he said it very
well. This is how you do it correctly now. God. Jimmy King. Well,
I feel like a lot of, I feel like we've had a couple of guests on the show and they always say it wrong. Like they're always like.
But he did it perfectly fine.
You're right.
And you still were like, good night, everybody.
I'm gonna make a confession. I've never eaten flan.
It's good.
Yeah. I'm not a fan.
There's some the store bought flan is like meh, but once you've had it like homemade.
But
so
when you
much
travel
better.
To the realm of the flan king,
then you get high.
You don't
fuck.
Simply just buy flan at the flan king's place.
Were there guards out front? They were like, "Halt! What business have ye
with the flan?
We've searched high and low for the flan king."